once again, Democrats find themselves in a difficult position, and it is this. There's this divide among Democrats, two of their traditional voting blocks. Well, that would include Jewish voters here and Arab and Muslim voters here. And this war in Gaza has divided these groups. You've seen the protests of pro-Palestinian groups shouting down Joe Biden, shouting down Kamala Harris in Wisconsin this week. Tens of thousands of voters in the primary voted no preference, basically thumbing their nose at Joe Biden. It's a problem for a lot of folks here. Joining me now, Matthew Faraci, president of Gideon 300. Matthew, good for being here. Thank you.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning, my friend. All right, so voters oppose this idea, this effort to push Israel into a peace deal upon learning about the Palestinian Authority's alignment with Hamas. But this is a problem for Joe Biden. They can't straddle this fence. You're either going to lose your Jewish voters, or you're going to lose your Arab and Muslim voters, or you're going to lose both because you're wishy-washy. What do you make of it?
Well, Steve, I love how you jumped right to the headline, which, of course, is why you're you and why they have you on this network. to quote the great Alan Dershowitz, who said last week that the problem with the two-state solution that they're pushing in Israel is that they're doing it not necessarily for geopolitical purposes, but because of a two-state problem here in American electoral politics, namely Minnesota and Michigan.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. One of the things that we did was we did a poll with Scott Rasmussen, and we were asking, kind of this question to see how this is playing out. Now, the question we were talking about, Steve, was a lot of people are watching the tension between the administration and Israel over the coming invasion of Rafah. But what most people don't know is that a lot of the other tension is because the administration is quietly pushing Israel as soon as the war is over to make a peace deal with bad people, with people that support are either terrorists themselves or are supporting terrorists. I use the word terror cartels because I think it describes accurately the problem.
Right.
And in the poll that we did, Steve, I've never seen in all the polls I've done as big of a swing from initial yes, we can get into this, but from initial yes to initial to no on a single question, I've never seen a 30-point swing. And most particularly in the president's own party, Democrats, when presented with the facts, changed their opinion more dramatically than any other group. And so there's a real political problem there.
That
and James Carville's been warning about it.
I want to go back to something you started with, Minnesota and Michigan. Michigan right now, if the election were held today, Donald Trump wins Michigan, okay? And he is a supporter of Israel. So it doesn't change the outcome here, except that maybe those Democrat voters that block in Dearborn and southeastern Michigan, they just stay home. Say, we're not voting for Joe Biden.
Right.
And I've heard him say that. Minnesota, look, Minnesota's been a tease for Republicans for years, for several cycles. Oh, it's in play. It could happen. It never happens. How many voters there could sit home, and could that actually impact the outcome of the election in Minnesota enough to put those 10 electoral votes into the column of Donald Trump?
Well, I think they're not just worried about the votes, Steve. They're also worried about perception, right? And this is just me speculating, but when you look at the fact that these protests are very professional, very well-funded, I'm sure you've seen, as well as I, there's been stuff online about Craigslist ads, you know, come protest,
sure,
pay you X amount of money, right?
Yeah.
Ever wonder how these protests suddenly pop up across the country at high profile moments very quickly? You know, it's amazing how community organizers are so passionate and so quickly organized and have brand new flags that they can brandish at any moment.
So well funded.
It's kind of interesting,
isn't it? Well traveled. Well funded and well traveled. Remarkable, isn't it?
Yes. 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 I think there needs to be like a video about start your new career as a pro Hamas, pro terrorist protester.
So who's backing it?
A lot of people say that countries like Qatar in the Middle East are writing a lot of the checks and have been behind. It's also the same. What I've been reading is, and people I've been talking to have been saying, it's the same money that's been backing a lot of these horrible policies at universities. and that this has been going on for years. People are now very surprised, yet this has been in the works for a long time. It's kind of like a lot of things, Steve, where people like yourself, you warn the American people that these things are happening, and your average person ignores them, and then they crop up, and people say, well, where did this come from? Well, that's because people have to pay attention.
Yeah, they do. But this could really be a handicap for Joe Biden in critical places. And look, you've got Minnesota and Michigan, but then you look at the alienated Jewish vote in New York or New Jersey or Connecticut, California. People that are angry that Joe Biden's kind of saying, well, he's kind of waffling, and they're like, wait a second. Why would you do that? So you're losing support on both sides, which I thought was the most likely outcome here. You've alienated everybody, and you don't win anywhere in that conversation. I talked to a couple of Jewish friends of mine. They said, can't support him anymore. Did previously, don't like Trump, voting for Trump anyway. I'm like, these were like people who were hardcore anti-Trump, would never vote for a Republican in my life, voting for Trump. Because of what he did when he was president, how he treated Israel, got the embassy moved, and all those things. They look at the track record.
Incredible.
And say, that's who we vote for. We vote for the guy who got it done. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I'll just leave you the great words of Abraham Lincoln. You can remember he said you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool half the people half the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time.
That's right. And so it's coming into full relief. Matthew, you come back anytime. Greatly appreciate your voice. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. All right. So there you have it. It's cost. Democrats have problems with their base, whether it's Jewish voters or Arab voters, young people, African Americans, Hispanics. They're having trouble in every single dedicated voter base group that they've always had. Trouble across the map for Democrats, and for a variety of different reasons. I'll be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.